You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're going to talk about some interesting stuff. We're going to talk about some things that are important to every single person on this planet. Nobody can get away from this subject. It's amazing because I've been thinking about it for a long period of time, and I've been doing my investigations, and I've been realizing that a lot of us, most of us, even including me for a long period of time, and I still fall into the trap. I'm telling you, I still fall into this trap. I'll forget about who I really am. And it's wild because, like, I'll fall into this trap where I keep thinking that I'm just this human being, this girl. This girl named Ashley. And I start thinking about this kind of stuff, and I get into that whole paradox of, well, this is my life, and this is my hair, and this is my clothing, and this is what I'm doing, and all this stuff. And I forget who I truly am. And it's not until I either connect with a really higher thought process or dimension, or usually it's in quite the opposite, right? Usually it's not until I have pretty much tanked out when it comes to choosing certain situations when I realize that, why am I choosing this? Why have I chose that? Why have I agreed to this? This doesn't even resonate with me. It doesn't resonate with my frequency. It really doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So on this show, I'm going to be revealing some amazing stuff, things that you already know, but things that I'm going to remind you of that is going to change your life from now to the end of time forever. It's going to change you in such an amazing way, and it's going to really help you from here on out.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
So I'm beginning today's discussion with talking about, for some of you, it might be the obvious. For some of you, this might be the obvious. You're like, okay, you're preaching to the choir, Burgess, for the love of God. Okay. For some of you out there, this is taking something to the next level, something that you've kind of thought about, but really don't always use it in your day-to-day life. And some of you are like, holy hand grenade, Superman. What the heck is she talking about? Every option here is awesome. And every option that you might fall under is perfect. The situation right now that I want to bring up that has called to me, and it was calling to me in the shower really earlier this morning. Ashley, you've got to do a show on this. For the love of God, you've got to help people. And you know what? You've got to remind them of who they truly are. Good coffee. And, you know, it's interesting because I feel that a lot of us, you know, when you listen to music and you see TV and we think about ourselves in our own situation, we see ourselves as just a girl, right? Or just a boy, or just a chick, just a lady, just a woman, just a guy. I mean, what can I do? I'm just a girl. What can I do in this world that's going to be making a big difference? What can I do? You know, and it's like, it's interesting because you think about all this stuff going on our planet right now. And especially, you know, when it comes to this Powerball craziness of billions of dollars right now, it really puts it in perspective because you have to ask yourself, yes, I mean, winning the Powerball would be pretty amazing, but what is it that we really can't do right now without that? And what I presuppose is the fact that for the most part, yes, you wouldn't have unlimited funds and you couldn't finance everything. But there's a lot of things that we want to do that we could start doing now that we don't need to win the Powerball for. And I feel like a lot of us put these things on us, qualifications, quantifying things, putting restrictions on who we truly are and what we can do. And I got a good example for you. When I was younger, you know, about 18 years old, 19 years old, I was shooting photography, and I remember I was down in Miami, and I just couldn't seem to get the gigs that I wanted. Everybody was already shooting the fashion stuff, and I was trying to get into fashion photography, and I eventually did. But at the time, I got really down on myself. And I began to feel that maybe it wasn't necessarily the fact that I was new to town and didn't know anybody, and I was just meeting people for the first time, and that this industry is kind of close-knit. I didn't really think about that. I thought about, well, maybe it's the equipment that I don't have. Maybe it's the camera equipment that I don't have that's keeping me away from getting the job that I want. And so I remember trying to find the camera equipment I wanted, and, you know, at that point in time, I had about two quarters to scrape together, honestly, right? And so I had like those two quarters, so I went to try to get a loan or try to figure out what I could do about renting this equipment. And, you know, it didn't work. They weren't going to give me a loan because I didn't have any money. Okay, so I had to kind of go back to square one, and I looked at my equipment, and I realized after, I guess it was about 5 months of kind of just seeing all this negative stuff, I realized it wasn't the equipment, and it wasn't my talent. It was that I needed to pay my dues. I needed to get in there and meet people and start working and do what I needed to do and show people what I could do because they didn't know me. They didn't know who I was. I was an unknown entity that just assumed that, you know, everybody would open the doors and the pearly gates and all this great stuff would happen and there I'd be. And I feel that a lot of us, and I do it too, still today. I'm not saying, oh, I stopped doing that and I'm a saint, okay? No, I'm saying that, I mean, we can all be saints even for doing that, but I'm saying that we all, including me, have a tendency of putting these barriers on our achievement based on what we feel we need to be great. And I think that's interesting, and I think that goes back to our negative self-talk as well, because we come into this world and we have people tell us who we are. We come into this world and we deal with stuff. Heck, we deal with stuff beginning on the playground in elementary school, remember? I mean, some of us were made fun of, some of us were bullied. Some of us were the end-all, be-all, the coolest kid. Some of us, we had everything going. We were the athlete, we were this, we were that. It was great, you know? I mean, think about it. And it's interesting because we go through this process and we kind of have to come out the other side as we grow up. As we grow up, we kind of got to come out the other side and figure out what are these identities that we're going to keep and what are these identities and self-talk and all this stuff that we're going to let go. And I feel that beginning on this show right now, it's going to be a lot easier to let go of things that aren't helping you when we realize the obvious. When we realize the obvious, a lot of our issues in life will just kind of melt away. Because it doesn't make any sense to hold on to it because it was never part of us to begin with. It was interesting. I was looking in the mirror earlier. I got in, taking a shower. I gotten ready. I was gotten dressed. I was done. I was, you know, making sure the dog was good and doing all that great stuff. And I walked back into the bathroom and the lights were all off, right? Because I was closing up everything and putting the classical music on for Buddy. And the miniature bull terrier named Buddy, who's always hashtag LYTL in it every day, all day, living his true life. But it's interesting. I walk back into that bathroom, and I live in a condo, so the bathroom doesn't have like windows, right? So it's kind of dark. And I walk back in, and I left the door open, and I look into the mirror, and I'm like, all of a sudden, gosh, you know, my makeup looks kind of like not very much there. I didn't do any sort of eyes or any liners or any mascara today. Didn't put on any blush today. And, you know, my hair looked okay. And all of a sudden I was like, what the hell am I doing? What in the hell am I doing? I've gotten ready. I'm heading into work. I'm doing my thing. And before I leave, I got to sit there and like cut myself down to size? Really? Is that really what we're doing here? And I was looking at myself in the mirror. And as I'm, you know, looking at myself and thinking, man, my hair could be My hair could be curly. My face could be brighter. You know, I definitely need to get that new sponge for my my base on my face. You know, I've been putting that off. Could have put lipstick on today. Didn't do that. And I stopped and I went, wait a second. And I looked into my eyes in the mirror. And I realized that our eyes are really, yes, they are the way that we see, but they're also projectors, right? And they project an image, and we interpret that image within our mind of everything we see. And the interpretation is based on how we feel, based on how we feel about ourselves, right? And that's the interpretation, which is so wild because the interpretation based on our past can be very, very extremely skewed or biased based on how we feel about ourselves. The negative self-talk that's going on and on and on, like a broken record. Our past experiences, what we've been told, that we're supposed to be, remember that? I mean, we had parents and upbringing and family and all that kind of stuff. I mean, unless you raise yourself by yourself with nobody around, you will have other people's concepts of who you are inside of you. And I'm saying that now is the time for us to step up to the plate and accept the fact that those things aren't us. They never have and they never will be. And I presuppose the fact that the reason why we accepted those things is because we wanted to form our own identity. And because we wanted to form our own identity, we got whatever we got. We didn't sit there and say, oh, well, I like this one, or I like that, or this is good, and this is positive, and this is good, or how does this help me? No, we just took whatever. We took whatever because we wanted a definition. It's the same as when, you know, parents are trying to name their kid, right? And I know that some of you, somebody out there that's listening right now has had friends that literally had a baby and went for 2 weeks without naming the kid. And you're like, you got to give the kid a name. And they're like, but we don't want to give it the wrong name. But most of us just give it a name. It's like everybody wants that diagnosis. Everybody wants to know what they have. It's something crazy about it. It's like we all want to be diagnosed with no matter how bad it is. Doctor, I just want a diagnosis. For God's sakes, tell me what I have. And all in all, what? It's just a title. It's just a definition. And I think that we've been giving this self to ourselves our whole life, creating this identity, but a lot of these identities are wrong. And so when we return, I'm going to be talking about how these identities are wrong, who we truly are, and what this means for you. So stay tuned for Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And you know what happens normally about right now? Yeah, you know, I normally say what? Yep, you got it. I'll be back in two shakes.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about how we're more than just a guy, more than just a girl, more than a boy, more than a lady, more than a wife, more than a husband. There's a lot more to us, and I believe that if we understood who we truly are, we would make very different choices, and we would treat ourselves a little better on this lifetime. And I'm talking about this stuff because it's so important right now, and it's going to change your life. And I know it sounds crazy, but I gotta bring it up.
This is crazy. How's the water?
Exhilarating.
I'm in deep.
I feel that we owe it to ourselves to actually realize who we truly are. We owe it to ourselves to see ourselves for who we are. And we owe it to ourselves to get past the identity that we've created since birth. Because we've created this identity. Let me explain. I was talking about this right before the break. Is we want to form our own identity, our own idea, our own fingerprint, our own, you know, je ne sais quoi, our own thing that defines us totally different, uniquely from everybody else. And in the process of defining ourselves like this, we allow some negative stuff to go in, right? Because we're in the defining stage. We're in the planning stage. We're in the zoning stage. We're getting the permits and all, right? Think about it. So when you come into this world, you're like, who the heck am I and what am I doing? And your parents slap a name on you, and some of us get really great names and some of us get really crappy names, okay? I've had friends that had to change their name. I've had friends that haven't changed their name, but think about changing their name on a daily basis. It's funny, I have a good story for you. I remember back in school, one of my good friends, one of my best friends in school, and we still actually talk, and we're actually friends on Facebook too. I keep friends for a long period of time, and it was interesting. I was like kind of going back on memory lane the other day. And I remember when you had like substitute teachers? Remember substitute teachers in school, you know, like in elementary school, middle school, high school, and, you know, they'd come in and they'd get the roll call list, you know, and they would, you know, they would stand there and be like, you know, Burgess Ashley or Ashley Burgess. I'd be like, here, Mark Burnett, here, Tom Hanks, here. You know what I'm saying? You get it. So it was interesting because I remember my friend of mine just has this wild name. And I remember us talking about it. Like, it's been the night parties and stuff like that. And, she, you know, her parents were hippies, and they had her on an Indian reservation. Okay, she was born on an Indian reservation. And her dad was big into Greenpeace and that kind of sort of thing. Very interesting. And so I remember, like, kind of, like, asking her, you know, what do you think about your name? And she goes, well, it sucks sometimes, to be quite honest with you. You know, she's like, I'm not really a big fan of it. And I've kind of gotten crap for it like my whole life. And so one day the substitute teacher walks in and, you know, she goes through the whole names and then she gets to my friend. And my friend has a last name is a G. It starts with a G. And so she looks around and she goes, Azagross? Azagross? Is Azagross here? And my friend looked at her and she goes, here! And she goes, okay, a little attitude, huh? And she goes, that's not how you say my name. And she goes, okay, Azza, could you tell me how to say your name, and I'll write that phonetically here on the roll call. And she goes, it's Asia, like the continent. Asia Gross, like that's gross, like yuck. And I remember all the kids. And she told me about being on the playground before because they'd be like, Asia is gross. Asia is gross. I mean, that's hard enough as a kid. Think about it. So we get this name as a kid, right? We get this name, and some of us love our name, and some of us just are like, God bless. You know, what were our parents smoking? You know, how much peyote did they have that day? And you sit there and you go, okay, I got to deal with this. And for Asia, we'll call her Azza for right now. For Azza, she had to deal with a lot of crap. Okay, so it wasn't only that, but now she's dealing with the concept that kids on the playground call her gross. I mean, it is her last name, but kids can be painful. I mean, kids can be just so cruel. But also, kids are just like so defiant, but yet direct. You know, like your last name's gross, so Asia is gross. You know what I'm saying? So that's got to be difficult to get over, right? Even though you know it's your last name and it has nothing to do with you, it becomes a piece of you. And so you have to overcome the fact that you're not gross. But for years of your life, you internalize it. You hear it over and over again. You start to believe it. Okay? And that's what I'm talking about, is that we are not really seeing the big picture when it comes to our soul's purpose. We don't, a lot of times, I don't sometimes see who I truly am in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to fit in, like this human person's trying to fit in, when I don't have to fit in. This soul doesn't have to fit in anywhere. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're several dimensions, but a lot of times we dumb ourselves down, and our bodies are amazing, like, vessels. Like, they're really cool, because without them, like, we couldn't, like walk or drive a car and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be like this big ball of energy, you know, like this big spirit ball trying to like drive with no hands. It would probably be, I mean, we could probably do it mentally with our mind. I'm sure that's a possibility. But like, let's start with baby steps right now. We could definitely do it mentally. You know what? I bet you're right. We could definitely do it with our own mental ability. But we wouldn't even need to drive a car then, really, right? Think about it. We wouldn't even need to drive a car then, because it wouldn't matter. Because we could fly. We could actually not even fly. We could just think of where we wanted to go and we go there. Right? Isn't that really where we're at? We just think of where we want to go and we go there? Interesting. Life is interesting. And it's interesting because a lot of times we forget that that's housed inside this body. So we're so big on trying to fit in. You know what I mean? I just want to be one of those Real Housewives of Dallas, or I just want to do this, or I just want to do that. Why can't I be like everybody else? Why can't I have the same jewelry and the same clothes? Why? Why, God? Why? Why can't I just look like everybody else? So-and-so's got a new Bentley, by the way. Oh, my God. Can you believe that? Look at her strutting around. Seriously, this is the crap that goes on in our mind? We don't have anything better to do? I mean, I like the idea of realizing that I can, like, basically think and project into various times and places and teleport there. I realize I got the body thing going on, and this is helping me out on this lifetime, but it does kind of get in the way of the teleportation, possibly. So let's think about this. I'm not just one person, right? Because I think a lot of us feel like we're just one person. What can we do? Like, this is all we have. We're just this small little person out here that's got no personal power, that can't do anything. And I don't know why we always refer to ourselves as I, or we refer to everybody as she. What about soul? Hey, what's up, soul Burgess? Soul Patch B? Soul Patch B. That's what I'm going to call myself from now on. Soul Patch B. Why not? Call myself anything I want to call myself, right? I mean, hell, why not? And so when we begin to realize that our soul is in our body, this very highly amazing, intelligent, heart-based thing is in our body, a light being, perhaps, as some of you say, a beacon of light, other people say, a spirit. So basically, we as a spirit wanted to see the world, wanted to see what this whole dimension was about. We wanted to see what this whole thing was about. Living as a human being on a planet, you know, with gravity and all this great stuff where you walk and you talk and you don't just think about things. You don't just think, like, I don't just feel from my heart to your heart and you get it. I mean, I try to do that a lot with some of my friends and it works, but, you know, sometimes people are like, what in the hell are you doing? Over there with your eyes closed and stuff. You're trying to change my brain waves. I'm like, no, not doing that. And a lot of us feel sometimes that the world is based on illusions. That everything, so a lot of people, you know, so think about it. A lot of us think, okay, hey, everything's real. And then a lot of us realize that a lot of things are illusions. And then a lot of us wonder what's really real and what's not. You know, and everybody's over there like, well, if a tree fell in a forest and nobody heard it, did the tree really fall? You know, okay, I'm tired of that analogy, really. I really am. And there's always somebody that's got to say it. It's just the same as there's always someone that in a hat store, when everybody else is trying on hats, one person's got to be, you know how many people have tried these hats on? You could probably get some sort of disease this way. I'm not trying on that hat. There's always somebody in the crowd. Remember when we were kids on the playground, there was always someone that screwed it up for everybody, right? Somebody hurt somebody on dodgeball, and that was it. And it's interesting when you think about illusions. So let's think about this. You got things, you got houses, you got cars, you got indoor, outdoor, you got all these kind of visual things. You have people, right? You have people that inhabit this earth. You have animals. You have situations. You have people's attitudes, their responses. And it's interesting because a lot of us take things very personally that someone else does or says or acts. When in reality, I believe that everything someone does comes from within. So if somebody was to be very, very nice to you or care about you, I think that that means that they actually care about themselves as well. If somebody's very mean to you, I think that the same applies. And so when we return, I'll be talking about more about the world of illusions, how to really understand that, but better yet, what you can begin doing right now to live your soul's journey and realize when you're kind of moving back in to 3D, three-dimensional thinking in our body. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in, be back this time in 2 shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking today a lot about illusions and about the soul's purpose, and about how a lot of times we see the world as an illusion. You know, the people in it, situations, places, things, you know, attitudes of others, the responses of others. You know, it's interesting because when we get these responses from others, we feel that it's directly related to who we are or what we're about. And the sad part about it is that I don't think that it has anything to do with them. I think that in reality, when people respond to you, they're responding to themselves. Much like how our eyes are kind of taking in the situation, and they're basically a projector, and they're sending us a message of the way that we interpret whatever we see. And I think the same goes for people's responses, that they're directly related to who they are. Rarely does somebody's attitude or response directly relate to who you are, period. I really feel that until people all realize that they are in this body, in a body of a human, and they are the soul in the body of a human, and that all these identities that they've created are not real, and that these identities, most of these identities that people created, are actually very negative and very painful, that if they were to release these identities and to let go of these identities, that they would actually blossom and their whole entire life would be completely different. And why I mean that is that there would be no longer thinking that other people are making fun or, you know, or accusing or being difficult or finding fault or putting them down, because there would be no reason to think that, because it's not happened and that's not what they deserve. However, when we look at the earthly model right now that most people take, we have a lot of this negative stuff built up in us that we interpret as our own, and that we own it. And by interpreting that negative stuff and by thinking that we own it and by seeing it as that, what happens? We communicate through that. We have the attitude. We respond to other people that way. And we see people as either provoking or argumentative or don't understand us or have an issue with us or whatever it is, or being attitude or having a tude. I don't like the way you said that. You know what I mean? I don't like your tone of voice. And we interpret it that way. Now, not always is everybody being nice. Let me put it that way. But for the most part, the way we respond is directly related to how everybody else responds. So, for example, and a good example that I like to bring up a lot is I say hi to everybody, especially when I make eye contact or they make eye contact with me, and no matter who it is, no matter if I've ever met them or not. And I'll be walking down the street and somebody will make eye contact with me, and I'll say, hey, how you doing? And usually if I say, hey, how you doing, they'll be like, hey, what's up? Now, if I go, hey, they're going to go, hey. If I kind of look at them and go, hi, and I run away, they're going to probably do the same thing. I've seen it a million times. I've tried this out. What we give out, we get back, right? It's amazing how that boomerang of reality happens. I mean, sometimes it's great, and sometimes you're like, God bless. We call it the karma wheel, the wheel of karma. Oh, the wheel of karma's not looking at me good today. Woof, woof. So think about it. So really, if we get back to the reality of our whole deal and why we chose to come here, is we are a soul living in a human body. Okay, we're residing, we're vacating, taking a vacay, Staycation. Just kidding. Taking a vacation from energy soul life without body. Come into this world. Put ourselves in body. Okay? We're residing. It's our home. Yes, we've taken residence in our home. And that home is where we reside till we pass from this lifetime. And so think about it. So we're in this home that we're using. We got, you know, we can do stuff with it. It's like a transport. Some of you might call it a vehicle. Some of you might call it a home. I think it's kind of all rolled up into one. And I think it's interesting because when we start realizing that we are, some of us go into two directions, right? Some of us go into the direction of why in the hell am I going to work every day and doing this stuff? If I'm a soul and I have this much power, why am I doing this? And I understand those questions, but I feel like when we start getting that way, it really does nothing for us. But I don't know, just kind of put us in a state of non-action, in a state of not knowing what to do, because we're living in this body to feel like how it is to be in this world and to live our life as a soul power within this body, and to overlook the illusions and to overlook the fact that it is not necessarily your body who's in charge. It is you, the soul. And to overlook and to understand as well that a lot of times we let the mind control ourselves, and everybody's big into how intelligent and the mind thing, but really the heart's what controls it too, right? So once we realize that, because the heart is the first created thing, when a woman gets pregnant, right, the first thing that develops is the heart. Yep, FYI. Okay, so that usually indicates what's the most important thing. Okay, so we figure that out. So we can get past that. So the heart's the most important thing. It obviously it keeps us alive, but it also connects us to the spirit realm, right? It does. So let's think about this. So a lot of times, though, when we get into the spirit talk and we get into this, everybody's like, oh, great, Ashley. Let's all sit around and smoke a bunch of dope and discuss this. But I feel like there's more to it. I don't feel like you should go out and quit your job because you're a spirit god and that right now you're stuck in this world. And what the hell are you supposed to do? I feel more so that we have to sit there and take a look, not to stop going to work, not to stop doing our things that we do, but better yet, to see them differently and maybe to go about them differently. Okay? So I'm feeling that instead of stopping doing it, we look at it from a different perspective. And this perspective that we go by doing things is that we have maybe more pep in our step. We realize like the bigger picture of what we're doing. We start to assimilate things. We start putting together the dots. And we start realizing things more and more and more about what we're doing, but why we're here. And then that qualifies and quantifies the direction of how we see things better and clearer with more direction and more understanding of where we are. So first off, you have work. Okay, working 9 to 5. You know, some of us work a ton, and some of us don't. And that doesn't. Either way, it's okay. But you have to sit there and look at work and say, "I'm not going to quit my work." But how? What significance does my work have above and beyond what I feel that it has? And what can I contribute to above and beyond what I'm doing? And also, aren't I supposed to love what I do? So even if I don't feel that way now, how can I change my thought process to begin to love what I do more? Okay? And that's very important, because life is a series of events that we've agreed to do. We have choice. We can create. At any time, we can create something. At any time, we can choose to do something or not to do something. What about school? What about school? Some of us are in school and we're over there like, I hate school. I just want to get out of school. But do you really want to get out of school? Or do you want to start getting and maximizing the best things out of it and realize how that connects directly to your life? Because really, honestly, I'll give you a little FYI. This whole lifetime is a school. Okay. I mean, some of you are going to school right now. So you're in a school inside of a school. So you're kind of like double schooling it right now, right? Yeah. Yeah, so that double school thing, yeah, I know. You got to get grades from, like, other soul teachers that are human in their body with their attitudes or qualified or whatever it is that they have. And so we have to overlook that fact and realize, okay, yeah, get the degree, go what you got to do. But really, the degree isn't at an isn't at a school. It's in this lifetime. This is our major degree. This is the big wahoo, the big play, the big final deal, the big, you know, curtain call. This is what this is, right? It's not about, you know, how did you do in biology and, you know, in your junior year in college? Who gives a crap? It's about that. And yeah, you got to go to school, but you have to, I believe that when we're in the soul and we understand the situation, we're able to grasp and appreciate more of what's going on, as well as maybe want to accelerate faster because we're ready to get out of that school and really focus on what we got going on here. You know, another facet of the soul's journey that we want to look at, and we'll come back here in just a second after break and discuss more of it, but you know, it's the next three things that matter in our life. And these three components are so important. And when we realize who we are, we begin to respect ourselves and make, I would seem, better choices. Because when you realize that you're a soul here to learn, and you're a soul here to experience, and you're supposed to experience love and honesty and truth and joy and all this great stuff, you begin to realize who you truly are, what you'll accept, what you won't accept, and going to that next level, honestly, what you're ready for and what you're ready to learn. And that's so important. And that's so important vitally to every single organ, but also to every single feeling you have in this lifetime. So stay tuned. Check out Spreaker when you get a chance. Go to Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R, Spreaker. Or check out Adore FM, A-D-O-R-E FM. Check out these my shows on these applications that are so awesome. Also, check out AshleyBurgess.com and the AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. AshleyBurgessNetwork.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of Ashley Burgess Live Your True Life Perspectives. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back this time. Yep, I'll be back this time, and you got it. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about the soul's progression, the soul's journey, really, and who we truly are on this planet and who we really aren't. And I presuppose the fact that a lot of us, including myself for a long period of time, bought into this whole fact that, yes, indeed, I am Ashley Burgess, this body, this hair, this face, this nose, this is all me. And yes, it's part of me. I mean, it's my vehicle. It's my home. But isn't there a lot more to us? And right before the break, I was talking about how when we realize a lot of the illusions and we understand where we're coming from, we begin to do our work in a different manner. We begin to understand school in a different manner. And right now, I want to talk about home, relationships, and sex. We're able to make choices at home that matter. We place people around us that build us up and help us understand our true calling instead of people that take us away from that and bring us back into the material world every chance they get. And I think that the material world is an interesting concept because it is mapped and marred with illusions that a lot of us kind of fall into that path. And I'm not saying that you can't have a home, and I'm not saying that you can't have a car, but I'm saying that a lot of times some of us are working on the process that the only thing that matters in this world is more stuff. More stuff. And I don't think that more stuff is really where it is. I believe that it's a soul's journey of finding who we truly are, taking away all the masks and all the labels and all the negative content and all the negative theories that we have about ourselves, removing that and realize again that that was just an identity that was formed at an early age that we took on to try to explain who we are. But in reality, if you really base it down to the reality of it, right, we really are a soul on a journey using in a long-term vacation home as our body. And we get around in that, and that's what the world sees, but internally, who are we? And I feel that there's a direct correlation with youth and how people look younger, the younger and the more vibrant their soul spirit is, right? I think there's a direct connection with that. And so let's talk about relationships. When we realize our soul's purpose and understand the fact that we are way more than just a human being, more than a her or he, or a lady or a man, or a husband or a wife, or a mother or dad, when we realize that we're way more than that, we begin to understand that the relationships that we choose to stay around must be the highest of quality. We realize that the relationships that we choose and the people we choose to be around should be of the highest of quality because, again, realize we are self-actualizing ourselves and our relationships are directly proportionate to who we are. So if we feel that we're awesome and we're great and we're all this stuff and we feel it from a place of non-egotistical but actually from a place of a spirit, we will bring to us people like that. Other spirits, really. That's exactly what it is, right? We'll bring the other spirits that are like that. However, when we feel negative about ourselves or down on ourselves, what happens? We pick people around us that are also feeling the same because it's a direct correlation because our frequencies are matching. So really quick, before I end this show, before I give you a couple of takeaways that you can take into today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life, picking sex partners is very important when it comes to the soul's journey. Picking sex partners is very important when it comes to the soul's journey. Do not do yourself wrong by picking the wrong sex partner. And what I'm saying about this is that a lot of times we think that our body and that body are having sex and woo, this is great. But really think about it. You're exposing your soul's energy and your frequency to somebody else at one of the most intimate of levels that we have here on this planet. Okay. Be very careful with who you allow into that inner sanctum. Some people can build you up and it feels very good and it's very communicative and it's like an expression of love. Some people can use that expression of love to really and honestly hurt you and take you down. And I don't want to see that happen for you. And what I want you to begin doing is to really focus on these relationships, to focus on these friendships, to really see your life clearly and it honestly, but better yet, to understand your level of person. You are a spirit that deserves nothing less than awesomeness. You deserve nothing less than awesomeness. So you have to realize that when you are choosing and picking soul's stuff, because it's your soul's purpose. When you allow things into your life that are off purpose, that are not for your soul's best interest, what's going to happen? It's going to take you off target. It's going to take you off target. It's going to serve to get your mind off of where you're at. And it's going to take a while to get back into the groove of your soul's purpose. And I know that you hear it a lot of times, people say, you know, this, you don't have lifetime, you have one lifetime and its life can be short and it's very precious. And yes, I'm agreeing with that. I'm not trying to scare you though. I don't like that whole scare tactic. But what I do like about that is to realize, think about it. Think about how old you're going to live and times it by how many years and then times that by how many days and say, hey, I have what, 20, 30,000 days left on this planet. What am I going to do with that? And I think it really puts into perspective when we think that way because we realize that sometimes we've included things in our life that don't need to be there. Because time is way more important than money. Because time, there's a finite amount of time. There is no Powerball game for me to win back more time. Ooh, I got another million years. Oh my God, what am I going to do with the next million years? Ooh, gosh, I don't know. Let's see. No, they don't have that, okay? And not that I've found yet. They're not giving away time, so I apologize to everybody out there. But think about it. And think about every single relationship you have and every single, you know, combination of people and communication. Where are you with that? How do you feel about that? Is it helping your soul sing? Are those people bringing wonderful things to you and you're bringing wonderful things to them? Or is it putting you down and reinforcing that negative self-talk that doesn't help and doesn't serve you? Two things to take away is to treat yourself with respect because now you realize who you are. You are a soul spirit using the body as a vacation home for this lifetime. And your soul deserves to live the life that it wants and in the life that connects with its heart's chakra and it understands exactly who it is. And this is the most important part, is to treat yourself with respect because your soul deserves that respect. The second thing is to treat others with respect and to let go of the people who don't offer you anything to grow, any positive way to grow. And it's time to move away from those types of people. Not that they're bad, not that they're good. It's just time to move away. You don't have time to mess with that. You don't have time to mess with that. It doesn't matter anymore. It's time to move on and to create your life, the life that your soul has always dreamed of having, without this negative content, without this negative broken record, without this negative identification, and by choosing wisely who you want to choose to spend your time with, but also choosing wisely what you want to spend your time on. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time. I know. I'll be back this time in awesomely in three shakes.